The Buccaneers were victorious, and the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports is here to talk about it on this fine Victory Monday. Ira Kaufman, the king of Newport Richey, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeCamper of JoeBucksFan.com is on the podcast, and it's all presented by Bill Curry Ford. They're happy there because they're big Bucks fans, led by general manager Sean Sullivan, the JoeBucksFan.com draft guru. But he's just as excited about all of the Black Friday offers available right now at Bill Curry Ford. Get there, BillCurryFord.com. Who knows what you're looking for? Maybe it's a Ford Lightning. Maybe it's a Bronco. Maybe it's a used car. Maybe it's an F-150. There are all kinds of offers at the website, Bill Curry Ford. That's the family name, Curry, and they've been running the dealership since the late 1950s. Fantastic, family-owned, a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Sean's got the JoeBucksFan.com/Ira Kaufman discount for you. Just ask for it. He's giving you $500 just to order a vehicle through their concierge service. So easy, and they'll guide you through, no deposit. Check it all out at BillCurryFord.com. Nationwide lifetime warranty on all new vehicles. Roadside assistance for 10 years. So many great offers, and you'll see how Bill Curry Ford takes care of the community in so many ways. And reach out to Sean directly. Don't hesitate. Sean tells a great story on his Best in Class podcast, how an Ira Kaufman listener just came in and said, "Hey, I'm buying a truck, Sean, but I don't need anything other than to talk football with you for 20 minutes. And they had a nice chat. And then the guy's sister came in and bought a vehicle. We appreciate everybody who supports Bill Curry Ford, a Tampa tradition, right there on Dale Mabry. And Big Storm Beer is the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. Big Storm Brewing Company, also locally owned, family owned. Big Storm Beer is Florida's best craft beer. They've got tap rooms in Odessa, Ybor City upstairs in Centro Ybor, great, their newest location, Amway Center in Orlando, Clearwater, the flagship location, 49th Street, just south of Ulmerton Road, and down in Cape Coral. Big Storm Brewery also has spirits. Check out their ad at JoeBucksFan.com. You can order some of their top shelf spirits, but check out all their menus at BigStormBrewery.com. Each tap room has a different menu. All of Ira's favorites are on there and more. BigStormBrewery.com. Thanks to Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Go there today. You'll be ready for when disaster strikes your home. Mold, fire, flood, storm damage, whatever it might be. They've got their own Ira Kaufman discount. Mention Ira when you call. And after you get a free evaluation, if you need their services and you move forward, they'll give you $500 back for your deductible or just cash back. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. We'll talk more about them later. Sage and Lee are actually at Raymond James Stadium. They recorded this at the Lighthouse after the game. So I am stepping away. I'm going to hand it over to the fellas who are just going to dive into the game. More of a reaction situation. Sage has plenty to say. He's a little bit fatigued, I think, because he's probably had too much to eat. But we spiced him up a little bit, and he's doing just fine. All right, here's Ira.
We're absorbing the vibes of the Bucks coaches. We're sitting in the Bucks coaching box at Raymond James Stadium. We're right on the 20-yard line. And Ira, there was a thing that, well, now Matt Ryan talked about this on the broadcast, and I talked to Joe Tryon to confirm it. He said Bowles usually sits in in position meetings, specifically the defense. That did not happen last week. Bowles met with the defense as a whole. They sort of had, and I'm not trying to overspeak when I say it's overstated, but it was sort of like an airing of grievances. It wasn't really that much. It wasn't hostile or anything, but Bowles wanted input from the players. What do you like? What don't you like? Do you have an issue with how you're playing? Do you have an issue with what we're asking you to do? They wanted it all out because they wanted to flush everything. Obviously, the Bucks won today. I don't know if dominance, right? We're strong defense. And apparently, I guess that worked. What's your take on all that, Ira?
Well, the first thing to say, Lee, is the defense won the day. A lot of game balls to bring out. Of course, Mike Evans had a big one. But it was the defense, Lee. I don't care who you're playing. I don't care if you're playing Zephyr Hills High School. When the other team gains 209 yards, you've had a hell of a day on defense. First objective, don't let Derrick Henry get going. Don't let him get ahead of the chains. Spectacular results.
Yeah.
Henry, in the first half, I think he had 14 yards, and 8 of them came on one run, and the other 6 carries gained 8 yards. As a result, Will Levis was in trouble. It's 3rd and 7. Unleash the hounds. Mm-hmm. And to your point about the meetings during the week, I'm glad that Bowles met with the defense as a whole, because the defense as a whole sucked against Houston. But I go from room to room. Get them all out here. The secondary, you stunk. Pass rush, you stunk. Linebackers, you missed too many tackles. Too many 10-yarders or now 20-yard gains. Let it all out. And as far as the airing of the grievances, which sounds like a Seinfeld episode. You know,
Festivus.
Festivus. You know who jumped out at me today, Lee? Right from the start. 45. Devin White, very, very dynamic, very energetic. And how many times have we been saying on our lovely little podcast that everybody at One Buck listens to, thankfully, let Devin White go. Let him do his thing, what he's good at. Now, Lee, I said it before, we don't expect 9 sacks.
Yeah, it's unreasonable.
It's unreasonable.
Yeah.
But I also don't expect a season where he has 3 sacks. He was all over Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
All over. With a little help from Kancey, who, by the way, when I asked Devin White about Kancey, I said, have you seen enough out of Kancey to know you got a heck of a keeper here? He couldn't stop smiling.
Oh, wow.
Kancey's won over this locker room, by the way. He's no longer a guy that's been injured. When are we going to get to see him? I think he's shown enough. I think Buck Nation's very excited about number 94. He knifes in and he makes plays in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a guy like that. Sue was decent.
Not since McCoy. I know Buck fans probably want to punch me in the mouth for saying that, but McCoy was good at that.
You know, I love guys that blow up plays in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even get started. You know, you can't beat that.
That tackle he had on Derrick Henry where he squared up on him, that was, I didn't think Kansas City had that in him.
Who can't thank Bowles enough? I thought Bowles called a masterful defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
Disguise and schemes with a young quarterback, which they didn't do last week. They didn't confuse Stroud. He had a lot of time. Levis did not have a lot of time. And who's the most thankful? The Jamel Deans of the world.
Yeah.
Zion McCollums. Thank you, Izian. Whatever. I saw Izian on the blitz quite a few times today. And that's a little bit different. So I asked Bowles, my first question to Bowles post-game was, did you have a pretty good sense that the defense was going to rebound like this, you know, after what they went through last week? He talked about pride. Lee, you gotta have pride.
Yeah.
We have pride in our work. I know sometimes that's hard for Buck fans to believe, but we do. We try to be accurate. We try to be fair. We try.
Yeah, I want to be fair.
Professional pride came to the fore today. I think that was the story of the game, was a pissed off defense who had been reamed out by Bowles in no uncertain terms. You know, Bowles at the podium and Bowles behind closed doors.
Two different animals. Yeah.
Two different animals. And I remember we asked Bowles, I think when he took the job, Lee, first, what's your demeanor with the players? I can be a little sarcastic. And you know he was sarcastic.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to say, I'll pin that whole loss on you guys, because he doesn't do that. He was really, really disappointed in last week's effort on his guys. You know, I'm talking about Canales' guy. And we talked about it during the week. Well, Canales went to the podium and said, if we would have kicked one more field goal. Well, I saw Canales before the game.
Did you?
I go, you took one for the team, didn't you, Dave, on Thursday? He goes, what do you mean? I said, you scored 37 points, and you're up at the podium saying we didn't get our job done. He just laughed because he knew what I was talking about. That's his way of saying we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big theme this week. But, Lee, it was a well-rounded game. And I said it was the kind of game that I think Todd Bowles kind of envisioned when he first took this job.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of team I want. Special teams was pretty good. Defense was great. Offense didn't make mistakes, except for the one pick by Mayfield. Who played a good game?
Mayfield played a good game. Yeah.
Let's not dwell on Mike Evans' 2 drops, Lee.
He made up for one of them.
When a guy gets a $140, and that 1,000-yard thing, barring injury, that's a 99%. That's a done deal. That's another 1,000-yard season.
What's he got now, 600?
He's over 700.
700, okay.
He's over 700.
Yeah. Back to Devin White and the defense. And this isn't meant to degrade Devin White. But it seemed like today, and I don't think you could say this for a couple games there, it seemed like today he was interested.
And having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There have been some games in a recent past, it didn't look like he was interested. He was just going through the motions. I got the impression today, motivation, if you want to call it that, he was interested. He was into the game. He was emotionally involved.
And Lee, I'll take it a step further. Not only was he motivated, but I think he was personally felt that he disappointed his head coach and maybe some of his teammates with his play And he's taken a lot of hits. You got to admit it. He's taken a lot of hits. He's been a focal point when the defense falters. Nobody picks on Will Golston. Levante, it's tough to find fault with.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Carlton Davis deserved anything he got last week. Mm-hmm. That was a terrible effort. No question about it. But week after week, when the Bucs lose, Devin White gets the brunt of the fans' ire.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And he's well aware of it. If he could keep this up, Lee, and I don't know if he can go to San Francisco, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Purdy is not Lamar Jackson in terms of mobility. Who knows? I mean, if he finishes strong and the Bucs finish strong, we might look at Devin White a little bit differently when this season ends. In terms of a contract extension. Mm-hmm. Does he have the skills to turn this around? Yes, he does, Lee. Yes, he does.
I agree.
But you got to be invested. It goes to your interest and disinterest. And I'll throw one more thing in. And we might find out more about this week. But it just seemed like he was allowed to play to his strengths today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bowles had that in mind. Like, how do I unlock Devin White? You know, I mean, am I going to get the Devin White of late 2020? That's asking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I want more from Devin White. And today he got it. And I think a little bit of it was the scheme. A little bit.
You're setting me up for this question. And this is one of the two questions I had about the defense. We've heard Bowles say more than once. He said this a couple times in training camp, for example. You can't stick with the same defense you're doing all the time. You know, you got to change. You have to adapt. You have to grow, for lack of a better term. You have to be progressive a little bit. Could Bowles have changed the defense a little too much and got away from what he was doing? Reason why I asked that, Joe Tryon kind of hinted that they went back to what was successful for them. And we kind of saw the results today. So do you think Bowles, trying to stay ahead of the curve, maybe had two steps ahead of the curve, too many, let's say. And they got back to what they did well, and the results are obvious.
In general terms, Lee, you can't ask Jamel Dean and Carlton Davis and McCollum to hang with these guys. They're too good. The quarterbacks are too good. The receivers are too good. If the quarterback is not uncomfortable, you're asking for trouble. I mean, you know, this is not Deion Sanders on your team, you know, who might be able to stick with a guy over a long period of time. There's only one Deion Sanders, you know, Carlton Davis in his dreams, you know. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to be disruptive up front, and then you take your chances and you trust your guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's worked well for Bowles in the past, but I think he's gotten away from it a little bit. Certainly in the Houston game, it was glaring.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play soft. We're going to play off, hope to get a rush with our four guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shaq Barrett's not the old Shaq Barrett right now, so that makes it difficult. He did have a sack today, I think. You know, you don't have Sue, and you don't have JPP.
Mm-hmm.
You're different. And what worked that glorious 2020 season? You don't have those guys now. You got to unleash, mm-hmm. you know. So here comes Izzy. Here comes Winfield. Here comes White. And Levis is like, I don't know who's coming. You know, can you handle these guys?
Yeah.
And most of the time, they couldn't handle
them. Yeah.
And Levis was under a lot. He was under siege today. And it showed. And if that's my roadmap, and I think it should be, Lee, I wouldn't expect any changes in San Francisco. You got to put pressure on Purdy. He's got weapons.
He's got
McCaffrey out of the backfield. He's got Kittle.
Samuels.
Samuel and Ayuk is good.
Yes, yes.
You got to get to Purdy. Purdy's the weak spot. Purdy's the weak spot. Mm-hmm. And he might be.
Yeah.
You know, he might be.
He's kind of come back down to earth this year.
Now, they had a nice win today.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
They did. And I thought they would, because that's hard to fathom.
Yeah. Joe Tryon told me this, and Luke Getteke kind of said
this. Talk to Tryon for around 45 minutes over there.
Yeah. Talk to Tryon, talk to Getteke, talk to Winfield. I got a good one about Winfield a little later. But Tryon told me this, and like I said, Getteke confirmed it, that the Bucs today knew that the Titans were going to come out, and we're the physical team, we're going to beat you up, we're going to be the bullies.
That's what they do.
Yeah, and the Bucs, a big thing for them, and it came from Bowles, you got to be the bully. The bully's trying to take over your house. You have to be the bully. And from the first snap, they decided, we're going to out-physical them. And apparently that worked. What's your thoughts on
that? Yeah, and, you know, even hold them to a field goal on that first drive, which they got five first downs on that drive. And, like, the next five drives, they only had a total of two first downs. They shut them down after that opening mm-hmm. drive. Maybe the game's different if they get 7 instead of 3. But the red zone defense, except for last week, has been very good this season. Third down defense, not so good.
No.
But red zone defense, very good. I think you're right, Lee. They out-physicaled a physical team. Now, here come the Niners. It can be very physical.
Oh, yes.
Too.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
If they got Trent Williams playing left tackle, they're a different team. But, Lee, I made this point in the column, the post-game column. We'll be talking about this during the week. Here's why this game was so big. If you're 3-6 and then you go to San Jose and now you're looking at 3-7, I know the schedule flattens out after San Francisco, and it does, and it does. But 3-7, that's a deep hole, Lee. That's a deep hole. So with 7 games left, now Jacksonville will be a tough game. They're a good team. But, you know, you got Carolina twice. The Saints are nothing. The Falcons are average.
Yeah.
Indy, average.
They
beat New England, so what? You have winnable games, Lee. And I don't think it's crazy to think at 4-6, you might be able to go 5-2 down the stretch. You might.
It's possible.
You know, you lose a couple of games. But win the games you're supposed to win. Now, all of a sudden, Lee, you got 9 wins, and we'll see what happens. If you're 3-7, I think it's too much to ask.
Yeah, and they very well could have been.
That's why this was a big game.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mean you and I think they're going to go and beat the Niners next week. It doesn't mean that.
I thought what turned this game was that screen pass Rashad White had, 43-yard touchdown.
Yes.
It was almost like...
Bravo Canales for calling it.
Yeah, really. I got the sense and the feel that this game was turned into Atlanta the second. It was a boring game. It was 2 marginal offenses.
They might find a way to lose this game.
Yeah. It was getting to be unwatchable. Very much like the Atlanta game. I think you quipped the Atlanta game. Like, there's no entertainment value here.
That's right. That's
it
right.
Was really getting the same feel. And then it turned on that screen pass for a touchdown, 43 yards. After that, it seemed like people were engaged. Players were engaged. Fans were a little bit engaged. Overall, it was a very quiet crowd. But I just got a sense that game changed on that play.
The two whites have taken, I think, the brunt of the criticism this season.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad White with the ground game, and Devin White anytime the defense struggles. Everybody's focusing on these two whites. And sometimes it's justifiable.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about Rashad White, Lee, and I think you're right there with me, he's struggling on the ground. It's 3.3. It is what it is. Struggled today again. Carried the ball 20 times. You know, he got 51 yards or whatever it is. But Lee, he doesn't let that affect him as a receiver out of the backfield. Now, you've called him...
misplaced slot receiver.
Yeah, put him in the slot. I'm starting to think you might be right.
He's a good blocker,
too. I don't see anybody that's better at running the ball, necessarily.
That's a very valid point.
But the kid is an outstanding target out of the backfield.
He may be developing into one of the best in the NFL out of the backfield.
There's no question about it, Lee. There's no question about it. That was the play of the game, along with Evans dragging a guy 6 yards into the end zone. Evans has dropped the ball this year, Lee.
You mentioned that during the game more than you'd expect.
Somebody said it was 6 drops at the podium, and he didn't question it. So, you know, that might be an accurate number. That's a big number. You know, one thing that keeps disappointing me, Lee, I just mentioned it in passing, it's tough to pick on things if you win, I think, comfortably, handily. I mean, a 14-point win's a big win in the NFL. I don't care who you're playing.
Sure.
Lee, it's bothering me. Gotta get Godwin in the end zone. Gotta get Godwin in the end zone. 1 touchdown, 9 games. He doesn't miss a lot of snaps. 9 games, 1 touchdown. Lee, he's too good for that. I might ask Mayfield about that on Wednesday. Come on. Get the 14 a touchdown once in a while.
I think that's what frustrates fans. They're not frustrated at Godwin. But if you combine, like, they keep going back to White, they keep on the ground, they keep going to him, but they don't really target Evans that much, and obviously they are not targeting Godwin that much, and it's like, well, what's going on here?
Well, when's the last time you remember them throwing a Godwin in the red zone?
Well, I always go back to what Bill Belichick said, and you hear this a lot in NFL circles, and Belichick say, don't tell me what a guy can't do, tell me what he can do, which means I'll use him in what he does well. I'll take advantage of that. Don't take advantage of what
he does. And I'll minimize his weaknesses.
Yeah. When I see them hand the ball off to Rashad White time after time, I'm like, he's great. And I hate using that word because it's all overused. But he's great, I think, catching the ball. And he's just the opposite, running the ball. So why are you wasting snaps expecting him to do the unexpected? Throw him the ball and let him take off. What do they call it? In space.
Lee, one thing that's worth mentioning, obviously, Mayfield. Solid. Solid.
Fair.
Ill-advised pass. Ill-advised. Three guys on him. Three guys.
Yeah.
You had no chance to complete that. Zero. And I don't quite remember if he was under siege on that pass. Was he pressured? I don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
But ill-advised, certainly. Yeah. But Lee's only got five picks.
Which is pretty good through 90 games.
Pretty damn good. You know, he threw for 280 yards, Lee. Tennessee's
serviceable.
Tennessee's defense is average, you know. He's doing a pretty nice job.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a pretty nice job. We'll see how they finish in terms of whether the Bucs unequivocally have to draft a quarterback. It's probably too early to say that right now. Let's see what happens. Mayfield's playing pretty good football.
Need, I think, as far as need, do they? I don't know. But I think they will, only because this is a rare draft class. And if they don't get one now,
when you're going to be there again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'd have to lose 14 games to be in position to get one in the future. None of us want to see that.
Florida's EliteRestoration.com. See all their services there and how they help homeowners and property owners deal with the worst of times. Fire, flood, mold, storm damage, whatever it might be. Florida's EliteRestoration.com. Call them first before you call your insurance company and they will come out, give you a free evaluation. They are fantastic. Family owned, serving the whole Bay Area. Florida's EliteRestoration.com. And Big Storm Beer is the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. Go see all of their menus and tap rooms and all the cool things going on at BigStormBrewery.com. BigStormBrewery.com. And none of this happens without Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford, the Curry family, since 1958, serving the Tampa area. They present all of Ira's work, written, podcasts, whatever, at JoeBucksFan.com. Thank you, Curry family. Shop there first for your vehicle. Check out. Their Black Friday pricing is up now at BillCurryFord.com. All right, back to the Sage and Lee.
This was a low-key crowd today, don't you agree?
A lot of empty seats, Lee, as we knew.
But it was low-key, it was low energy.
Well, Evans thought they were passionate. I don't know if I agree with him, but he saluted the diehards. He did.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is it's in relation to Evans.
At least we didn't have a lot of Tennessee fans.
There weren't many. No.
Yeah.
When Evans had, when he dropped that can of Corden touchdown, that gimme touchdown, they went to kick a field goal after that. I don't ever remember the stadium being that quiet when the Bucs kicked a field goal. It was like a punt. There was no reaction.
Maybe they were disappointed.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Did that zap the crowd that much, that touchdown drop?
And speaking of a field goal lead, now he didn't kick a 55-yarder today, but... McLaughlin's been really good.
Solid, very solid.
Really, very solid. Some of us questioned, you know, hey, do you want to give up? Sucked up. He's pretty darn good inside the 40.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, you're raising your hand. So far, nothing to find fault with. Nothing.
You'll love this. There's a video. Andre Whitworth was doing a podcast. I don't know if you know who Brandon Thorne is. He's kind of developed the cottage industry of offensive line analysis. Everybody talks about the quarterbacks, wide receivers, the running backs, defense. This guy focuses on offensive line. He's one of the very few that do that. And he doesn't go by the PFF tribe grades. He calls NFL coaches up. He calls NFL, ex-NFL players up. And that's where he gets his intel from. And he had Andrew Whitworth on his...
Very solid tackle.
Yeah. Whitworth was absolutely raving about Wirfs. He said, I don't think I've ever seen a guy flip from right tackle to left tackle, never miss a beat, and he hasn't played left tackle in years because I don't think I've ever seen that. And he was saying how rare that is. And obviously, Whitworth works for Amazon. So when the Bucs went up to Buffalo and played Buffalo on a Thursday night, Whitworth said he pulled Wirfs aside, I guess, pregame. And he talked to him and goes, how did you pull this off? And Wirfs said, well, it helped that I learned so early. And Whitworth admitted, and I think maybe Ian Beckelsman said the same thing, Whitworth admitted there's a couple of fundamental flaws he's seeing with Wirfs. So he's never seen that before, but he thinks he's overcompensating. It's in his head that, oh my gosh, I got to do something because I'm doing it left-handed before I did it right-handed. And he thinks he's overcompensating a little bit. And Whitworth said the one or two mistakes Wirfs has made so far this year, which is incredible, one or two mistakes, Whitworth said it's him overcompensating. But he just raved. I don't know how many times he used the word rare.
He's so good, Lee. And such a great representative for this Absolutely. Organization. You know, we talk him up all the time, Lee, but I think sometimes we take him for granted. I mean, it's hard to believe. Everybody talks about Trent Williams as the guy at left tackle, Trent Williams. I can't believe Trent Williams is playing better than Tristan Wirfs this year. I'm sorry. And Williams has been in and out of the lineup.
Yes.
Wirfs hasn't. Right now, I'm putting him on my all-pro team. I voted for him as a rookie. You know, and I haven't done that in a long time.
You and Tony Dungy, right?
Vote for a rookie as an all-pro? But I did.
Didn't Tony Dungy do as well?
I think he did. He's phenomenal.
You know, and you touched on something that I don't think anybody really dwells on, but what a representative he is for the Bucks.
Yes.
Super smart guy, super nice guy. You don't have to worry about him doing stupid stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I look at him like Steven Stamkos with the light. Great representative. Always says the right things. Always available. You ever seen Wirfs in a bad mood?
Once.
Tell the story. What happened?
I don't know if I should. Because
did they lose?
No, it wasn't a game.
Okay.
It was
did
a
practice. Did you ask him the wrong question?
I think that's what it was.
Did he snap at you?
Yeah. He snapped at me. And I was shocked. But then I found out what he was told right before that. I'm like, okay, I get it. Okay. I don't want to air any dirt.
So you saw him once.
Just so your listeners know, I think the world of Wirfs. And that was very out of character for him.
Can you and I blame the Bucks for throwing him in front of that podium every 5 minutes?
No.
I mean, I can't. I can't. And he never seems like he's put upon to do it.
No.
And you don't usually see a tackle be the spokesman like he is.
Not very often.
But I don't blame the organization for doing it.
You know, Wirfs had an injury late in the game, and people were freaked out. Understandably so. And when I got in the locker room, he still had his pants and his cleats on. I go, well, it can't be that bad of an injury. He still has his cleats on. You know, there's a foot injury. That's the first thing they build is the cleats. They take it off right away.
I saw him walk in the locker room. He was all smiles.
Yeah, I saw him in the locker room. Like I said, he still had his football pants on, still has his cleats on, laughing and joking with people, standing up. I'm like, doesn't look like he's hurt. And I said, hey, Tristan, I know you left the game. You were hurt. He goes, oh, no, I'm fine. He goes, I just rolled my ankle. Big deal. And then he went on to joke with some offensive linemen.
You just relieved Buck Nation.
Yeah.
A giant sigh of relief.
Yeah, he said, no, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
All right, Lee, we got to wrap this up. Give me one more question, Lee. What do you got for me?
What kind of stress do you think Winfield was under catching that punt for an interception?
I said Wirfs is the best player on this team. Winfield might give him a run for his money.
Yes.
He's having a great game. And as bad as the defense was in Houston, I didn't think Winfield had a bad game.
No.
He wasn't exceptional, but...
Who was?
He's another guy that I think you could make an all-pro case for Antoine Winfield.
And with Winfield, you know that the organization loves to have him stand in front of the
podium. And he's another great representative.
Yes.
For this team.
How about that draft? Those guys, 1 and 2.
Ooh. And Lavonte's still... Lavonte didn't play particularly well last week. I thought he bounced back strong.
Yeah, you're right.
But Devin White, to me, he set the tone.
Maybe you'll like this. You know, I asked Winfield the exact question when I went up to him. And I know how he is. He likes to joke around and stuff. And so my question to him was, now, Antoine, tell me about catching that punt. He busted out laughing. He goes, I was going to fair catch it. But then he said it was like you're watching a movie. Just like you see in the movies, slow motion.
Yes,
the thing just hung in the air.
Yeah.
It hung too long. He said, I had to get it. I knew I had
to
get
it. Led Zeppelin over there, Lee. You know, he's a guy, even though he's got a helmet on, you can see that he's having fun playing the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. I think that's very infectious. So, you know, what a draft that is. So, we'll see, Lee. I mean, 4 and 5 sounds a hell of a lot better than 3 and 6.
Oh, my gosh,
that's all I know.
And right now, as we speak, the Bucks are half a game out, which is, you know.
You'll be going to the 49er game. You'll be right there.
Yep. And until we hear otherwise, you know, it could change tomorrow on Monday. But right now, it looks like Mr. Entertainment is the Saints quarterback. Derek Carr got
all beat up.
Apparently, his right shoulder.
And typical Winston. I think he threw a couple of touchdowns.
And a couple of picks.
All right, we'll talk later in the week, Lee.
Thanks, Ira.